This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Adam Barrowley with you. I'm now joined on the phone by Dan Maloney, who's the general curator from Melbourne Zoo, or I believe for the three zoos. Is that right, Dan?
Hello, Adam. Yes, that's correct. I help guide animal care for the three great campuses of Zoos Victoria, Healesville and Werribee and Melbourne Zoo.
Okay. Now, what I'm very excited about is there's a couple of pregnancies or a couple of babies on the way at the zoos. Is that right? First of all, one of your elephants is pregnant.
Well, that's true. The region is benefiting from our big male, Bong Su, who's actually going to be the father of two of the three elephants that will be born here in the next few years. But yes, Dakun, who is about 15, is pregnant.
Okay, what's the gestation period of an elephant?
Well, it can vary a little bit, but it's usually around 22 months, so it's quite a haul.
Wow, so when you actually work out that they're pregnant, you've got quite a while to get excited about and organize baby showers and things.
Yes, you do, and we just got a great image last week. The scientist who helped make this happen, because the Dakun's pregnancy is a result of artificial insemination, using Bong Su as the donor, and Bong Su's 34 or so, and he's been at this zoo for a really long time, and he turns out to be very, very viable. He's one of the most virile of the bulls that this scientist from Germany has encountered, and he was in last week to help get a new sonogram image of the fetus.
Got you. Okay. Now like you've said here, you've used artificial insemination. Is that a common practice for the elephants, or I guess it's easier than traveling a bull around the world, isn't it?
Well, you know, Adam, if we had this conversation about 10 years ago, I would tell you that it's still something that they're working out, but it's been amazing. In the last handful of years, there's been quite a few births from artificial insemination, and it'd be great if it could always happen naturally, but yes, moving a sample around the world is easier than trying to move the animal. Singapore Zoo is involved in this breeding program, as well as many zoos have cooperative breeding programs to keep their species going, and especially if they're rare and endangered, like Asian elephants. So Singapore is involved as well, and they've sent some samples on their way to Perth, but it turns out that Bong Su is still probably the best bet in the region.
Got you. And how important is this breeding program to keeping elephants on this earth?
Well, you know, Asian elephants in the wild are severely endangered because there's probably no more than 30,000 of them spread across about a sixth of the world's landmass in a highly fragmented habitats. Where African elephants, there's probably anywhere between 400 and 500,000. So there's, you know, considerably more African elephants here. But also, the elephants and all the animals at our zoos really are animals that are ambassadors for their kind in the wild. So, yes, this breeding program is very important for conservation, but it's also really important that people get a chance to be around these great great creatures.
I've spoken to a few of the zookeepers over the last few weeks, and they actually are working to breed animals and then put them back into the wild. Is that really something that's done with the elephants, or is this just more to learn about the elephants and for them to be, like you said, ambassadors?
Well, with elephants, there's probably not going to be a lot of occasions where we would have elephants from the zoo go back into the wild, because unfortunately, especially with Asian elephants, there's just so many, the area is disappearing very quickly. Their habitat's getting compromised because animals and people usually want to live in the same place, except for some really harsh climates where maybe you wouldn't have as much an example of that. But usually, if it's a place where there's good water and good available food, humans and animals want to live in that spot. And with elephants, human-elephant conflict is probably the greatest greatest reason why these animals are under such threat.
I got you. Now, I believe there's a few more babies on the way or have recently been born at the zoo as well?
Well, there's a, we've got a little guy. I just saw him today. It's their Goodfellow's tree kangaroo. And this species of tree kangaroo is one of the more colorful. It's kind of a red-orangey color and some striping on the tail. Very handsome animal. And this this little Joey is now out of his mom's pouch, and he was climbing up. We were holding our breath a little bit because he was following his mom up a very tall tree, and he's just a little guy, but he's as cute as a living plush toy. And then also, just at this time of the year, it's a great time to come out to the zoo because the animals are so active compared to when it's a lot hotter.
For sure. Now, why is it important to people to basically come and visit the zoos? Why would you encourage them to get out to zoos?
Well, I mean, other than it's really good value, I mean, people pay a lot of money to go to a movie and then buy popcorn and all these other amenities, and they end up spending quite a bit of money just for a few hours of entertainment. You come out to the zoo and you can spend all day if you'd like, but also it's a great asset to the community. Our education programs are world class, and we also are doing an awful lot when it comes to helping wildlife, not only here in our facilities, but native wildlife, especially through Healesville, and also getting the word out about why it's important to care about other creatures.
For sure, for sure. Well, Dan, thank you very much for taking the time to chat to me today.
My pleasure.
Very exciting whenever we have a new arrival on the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and we hope to see you at the zoo sometime.
For sure, I'll definitely be there very, very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. That's Dan Maloney. He's the general curator at the Melbourne Zoo. They've got a baby elephant on the way, and lots of babies always popping. It's very, very exciting indeed.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.